Thank you. Hans Zimmer reportedly broke from convention and did not view raw footage of director Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk while composing the score. Zimmer did visit the city in northern France where the historic 1940 amphibious evacuation of British troops occurred and brought back a jar of sand for inspiration. We just heard Zimmer's music for the climactic sequence, The Oil, here on Deep Threes. Set began with the start of the story, presentation of the world, off the Raven album by Yari Pekanyan. Cluster, in its third incarnation, spelled with a Q, gave us Euterpe from their album Lachen, or Listen. We then heard the sounds emanating from the Elkwood Animal Staircase. The conclusion of the improvised electronic suite, Poetic Infomercial Experimentalism, from Topaz and Espoir. Dave Liebman, Tatsuya Nakatani, and Adam Rudolph transmitted a cosmogram from The Unknowable. Pianist Vicky Chow of the Bang on a Can All-Stars soloed on the Nocturne from Jacob Supinski's Morning Tale from her Aorta album. Gabriella Montero followed with the first part of Ancestro from her Solatino album. Then we ventured into the Forbidden City with the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra performing the final movement of Tan Dun's Concerto for Orchestra, conducted by the composer for a 2012 album on Naxos. And Yane Numella gave us Intronitus 1 from Cosmos Kalevala. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Glissade by Daniel Robert Leahy from Gravity's Kiss. You can find us online at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. When Superstorm Sandy hit New York City in 2012, Arnab Ghosh was a resident physician at Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan. Months later, when he saw some of his patients again for the first time since the storm, he found that many were struggling to manage their health conditions.
They hadn't taken their medications because they weren't sure where to find them. They were sicker in various measures. Their blood pressure was not as well controlled. Their diabetes was worse.
It prompted Ghosh, now an assistant professor at Weill Cornell Medicine, to study how disasters affect people's health over time. His team analyzed Medicare data for more than 120,000 older adults who lived in New Jersey, New York City, and Connecticut during and after Superstorm Sandy. They found that those living in zip codes that flooded during the storm had higher rates of heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular problems in the 5 years that followed. He says it shows there's a need for long-term health monitoring and support for people affected by climate disasters, who often endure great stress and anxiety.
That disruption to their lives is actually having a real and complex impact upon their health.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to